floating peacefully in the sky, Metro City. The jewel in the crown. Beautiful, isn't it? But how did we get here? A century ago, the founders of Metro City, seeing our world was changing, took Mount Sophia and lifted it out of the earth and into the sky to be an oasis, a floating paradise. We don't really know what happens these days on the strange and mysterious surface we left behind. But life in Metro City is better than ever, thanks to our friends the robots. Robots do our shopping. They cook for us. They serve our meals. They take good care of us. They even do the really important things, like reminding us to call Mom on her birthday. Whether it's raising our children, building our buildings, taking care of our city, or making sure we're all fit and healthy, for these guys, no job is too big or too small. Plus, robots do a lot of the things that, frankly, we just don't want to do anymore.
Oh, no!
Don't worry, folks. That street will get clean. The best and brightest of them get picked for the more exciting tasks. This lucky guy is starting the first day at his new job. And it's all thanks to this man. Dr. Tenma, head of the Ministry of Science and father of modern robotics. Thanks to him and the incredible innovations.
Hey, Toby, isn't that your dad?
It sure is.
Hush.
Our friends, the robots, help us. Thousands are created every day and thousands are disposed of in the great unending cycle that sustains life in our great city. Thanks for everything, guys. May you rest in peace.
Okay, students, ready for a pop quiz?
What?
Begin.
I am so busted.
Yes, Toby. Is there a problem?
There's no problem. I'm just finished and I'd like to leave.
Finished?
For rocket science, it wasn't exactly rocket science.
Well, don't suppose there's much point in you staying.
Good luck, guys.
Just like his father.
Hello, Master Toby. Did you have a good day?
Too fast, Arn.
Thank you, Master Toby. Very good throw, by the way.
Hello, son.
Hello, sir.
How was school?
Oh, great. Pistachio dropped a pop quiz on us, but I'm pretty sure I got 100%.
That's good, son. Very good. But I don't want you to become complacent. It's important to keep studying. Onward and upward, Toby.
Sure, Dad.
I'm aware I said I'd take you to that symposium on quantum mechanics, but I'm afraid I have to take a rain check again.
You promised.
I'm sorry, Toby, but it's unavoidable. President Stone has brought forward the unveiling of the Peacekeeper.
The Peacekeeper? You gotta be kidding me.
I never kid. Goodbye, son.
The Peacekeeper, huh? Hey, Arn, change of plan. Take me to the Ministry of Science.
I'm sorry, Master Toby, but your father gave me strict instructions to... Stop that! What are you doing back there? Hey! Next stop, Ministry of Science!
Are you ready to blow me away today, Tenma, to make my hair stand up, to knock my socks off?
Yes, metaphorically speaking.
Well, that's a spirit.
Dr. Elfin is an esteemed colleague of mine, Mr. President. He may be resistant to having his discovery used for military purposes.
Well, you leave Dr. Elfin to me.
Dad!
Hold it!
What are you doing here? I gave Orin specific instructions to...
Ow.
I wanted to see the demonstration. You're always talking about the Peacekeeper and...
Really, Toby?
Your boy?
Yes, sir.
Well, let him tag along.
Releasing potential threat.
It'll be good for him. Educational.
Yes, sir.
So you're interested in robots, son. Robot weapons?
Absolutely. Though I'm sure you'll agree the latest D-class interceptor underlying deployment to target...